Kaved Lev Paro. Paro is a difficult person. The question over here is, what does that mean exactly? Kaved. He's heavy, overweight, Weight Watchers. What do you mean kaved? Kaved means he's stubborn, he's thick, he's obstinate. Oh, a lot of it's very hard to translate. Look over Farshim. What does it mean, kaved? So one of the Farshim, I don't remember. One of the Farshim, maybe it's Medrash, says that Paro's heart has turned into a liver. Kaved in Lashon HaKodesh means a liver. A liver. Kaved. A heart is a different organ. His organs are all mixed up. That where the heart is supposed to be, in that part of the body, there's a liver. Kaved, Lev Paro. The heart of Paro is the liver. What does that mean? What does that mean? So the answer is, there are two organs in the body through which every drop of blood has to pass. If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Friedman, is this true? These are the only two organs. There are only two organs in a human being which every drop of blood in your body passes and must pass. And that is the heart and it is the liver. Nothing else. Is that true? Are these going to all organs? That every drop has to pass and does pass? Right, the liver. But every drop of blood passes through the liver at some point. Passes through the liver. But is there another organ? The heart is pumping the blood. Is there another organ that gets every molecule of blood it goes through? The kidneys? Is that true? The kidneys also get all. The kidneys. Every drop of blood goes to the kidneys. Every drop of blood. Okay. It's not a kash to my var. Don't worry. I'm still safe. Don't worry. There's a fundamental difference between the kidneys and the heart. Difference in the short. To make it nice and short, the heart is a giver. The kidneys is a taker. The kidneys is the heaviest organ in the body. The kidneys, the liver. The liver is pure blood. In the laws of kashrus, when you eat liver, you can't salt liver. Liver, the halacha, whole shulchan aruch, liver is pure blood. Liver, how do you kashra a liver? You have to roast it. The only way you can kashra, there's no such thing as salty liver. They do a little, the says of the Ramah, malicha ma'at. But you have to do the roasting. Liver is blood. The liver is a repository of all the blood. It loves blood. It's a collection. It's the heaviest organ. It does good things also. It's very selective. It produces bile to clean out the schmutz. It cleans out the toxins. It adds nutrients into the blood. But basically, the first thing the liver does is it's a collection agency. And then it's a collection agency, so all the blood has to go there, and then the liver decides which blood can leave, what part of the blood can have a nice day and go off to the body, which blood needs a little nutrients, needs a little embellishing, and what's the psoilas, you're not going nowhere. You're out. I'm taking you out. But it is a mokaim where all the blood collects. The heart doesn't collect anything. The heart collects blood, you're in a lot of trouble. The heart is a pump. The heart's tafkid is go, go, go. The heart in Chazal is the nidiv lev. The generosity of the heart. Why is the word nidiv associated with the heart? Because that's what the heart does. Whatever it gets, out of here. Pump you out of here. They would say, Rav Shragafav Mendelovich, the administration, they had tainus against him. Any time there was a good Talmud, he sent them away. He threw him out. He sent him to start another yeshiva. Start a kollel. Go here, go there. Be marbitz Torah. We need some Talmidei Chachamim in this yeshiva also. What are you sending away all of the Talmidei Chachamim to be marbitz Torah? We need for us. We need Talmidei Chachamim. He was in a nidiv lev. I got a good Talmud. I have to give you away. I'm not going to be selfish, keep you for myself. There's another Rebbe, another Rosh Yeshiva that needs a good Talmud to help the yeshiva be established, to start a yeshiva. To give. The heart is the giver. Whatever it got, pumps it out with force, with koyach. The liver is a selfish organ. It's a taker. It's good. The chas v'shalom, liver is the five functions of the liver, the whole cleanses the blood and it does merit the gazach and nutrients, cleanse the blood, bile, v'chul. We're not coming to discount chas v'shalom one iota. But b'derech klal, in contrast to the heart, it's a taker. And that's why it's kuloi dam, it's pure blood in the laws of Yeridea, and it's the heaviest organ in the body. How did it get so heavy? Well, when you take, when you're in the business of taking, you get heavy. That's what happens when you get kaved. Why is it called kaved? Because it's heavy. Why is it called kaved? It's the heaviest organ in the body. It's a collector. Has a big bank account. Paro, Hashem says to Moshe, Moshe, you're never going to succeed with Paro. You know why? He's a selfish person. He's a selfish person. Selfish people you'll never win with. Everything revolves around himself, Paro. Everything is, how does this benefit me? How, what am I, what is there to, what do I have to gain from sending out the Jews? How will this enhance my wealth, my honor, my prestige? It's all about him. So you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to tell you in advance, you'll never win. Kaved Lev Paro. A person is supposed to be a Lev, is supposed to be a Noisein, a giver. The world is not about us. It's about you, about someone else. It's about giving. What is supposed to be the lev by Paro is the kaved. He's a taker. He just collects the dam hanefesh. He's just looking to take for himself life. Whatever this world has to offer, he's looking to take for himself. Now we have a new appreciation why the age-old question. How could it be HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the bechira of Paro? Vayechazek Hashem es lev Paro. Hashem was mechazek. Why? It's not fair. Every person is bechira chavshus. The answer is b'derech she'odom roitze leilech sham moilichin oisai. A person has bechira. What derech he wants in life? You want to be a taker or you want to be a giver? You want to be a giver? I'll help you give. If you want to be a taker, if your heart is a heart of liver, it's a taker. If this is how you have, so I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you achieve. What does it mean by chazek? By chazek comes from the word of chazaka, to take possession. By chazaka, you live in the land for 3 years, you have a chazaka. I have taken possession. Kaved lev paro. Paro has turned his heart, what was meant to be a giver, into a taker. This is what he wants in life. The mitzvah is the way Hashem made this world. It's not a matter of Hashem changing a person's destiny. You control your destiny. If you want to be a taker, then you know something, I'm going to help you. If a ganav is misfalel, that he should succeed in pulling off grand larceny, Hashem will help him. There'll be accountability in this world and the next world. There's no question about that. But you know something? You'll have siyata d'shmaya. You'll pull off the impossible because you daven for it. And that's the way Hashem made the world. Hashem does not interfere. Not only does Hashem not interfere with your path in life, Hashem helps you get where you want to go. And if you want to go down this path, I will help you. I will help you be a taker like none other. You want to be a taker? Vayechazek Hashem. It's a mitzius. It's not that Hashem now is entering into the fold and Hashem now is saying, okay, I'm going to change you b'chira chavshus. Paro has lived an entire life of training himself to be a taker. He has done everything in his existence to be a selfish ingrate. So now, I'm going to answer your tefillos. You want to be a taker? I'm going to help you be a taker. I'm going to help you by a chazek leif. Your heart will continue in this mahalich. What's in it for me? My heart that was meant to be a giver, to give to Klal Yisrael, to give to the world, to give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I don't want to be a giver. I want to be a taker. That's the derech that you want. Then Eino Chinami. Your heart will be a mechazek. It'll have chazaka. It'll take possession. We'll continue to collect what the world has to offer, to take it into yourself for selfish purposes, to be the taker. This is the difference between Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And the Musar Haskel is to have a heart, to be a nediv leif, a heart that gives, Don't let your heart turn sour and turn into a kaved, into a repository of the blood, into a collection of the blood, to be a taker, because if that's what you want to be, then you'll be a taker. You'll always be a taker, and everything in this, in your lifetime, will all be viewed through the lens of what's in it for me, and Hashem will make sure that that's the way, because that's what you want. It'll always be in a matter of chazaka. What is there? What benefit do I have? What how will I take this into my possession? Okay, let's go now to another verb. Running out of time. What time? Because my tape recorder stopped in the middle. What time is that? Another 10 minutes. So how much time do we have left? 5-10 minutes. Because I lost track of time because of my tape recorder keeps on stopping. I have to get a new tape recorder. Okay, let's just try to finish up something. Okay. Let me try to tell you two short varied lessons to wind down. Number one is, okay, this is the very beautiful, and there's a very beautiful machshava from Rabbi Yochanan Zweig from Florida. Okay, Bayam Mabichi has a beautiful stuff. He put out 2 volumes, and he has some very, very rich, original, powerful stuff. And he has a whole development. So I want to add one little prat to his chiddush. He has a beautiful development. What exactly is the difference between Parsha Shemois? I mean, Mekatsa very, very much. Everything in a nutshell. What is the difference between Parsha Shemois and Parsha Tzvaera? He asked like 20 questions. 20. Every question is a knockout question. Okay, one example. Hashem, when Hashem did the Oisois, the Klal Yisrael, and he turned the water into blood to prove that to prove who he was, it's called an ois. But when Moshe did this for Paro, it's called a moifes. In Parsha Shemos, it mentions Eretz Yisrael. In Parsha Sva'era, it just mentions Eretz Yisrael derech agav, hevesi el aretz. It elaborates a Parsha Shemos, the Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Zovas, Choladvash, v'chul, v'chul, a whole long list of beautiful things about Eretz Yisrael. He has a lot of questions. Basically, there's a lot of repetition between Parsha Shemois and Parsha Sva'era. What has changed in these two parashas? And he says an incredible insight. The insight is, in Parsha Shemois, the focus is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael must be redeemed. Punishment for the Egyptians? Who cares? Well, you think you're going to solve all the world's problems? You want Yosher? You want Yosher in this world? Yosher is dead. Yosher is Rosh Etevois, Yiskadal, the Yiskadash, Shmei Rabbah. Yosher in this world is dead. Don't think you're going to get justice in this world. Okay, who cares? Just do what's right. Parsha Shemois is the Geula of Klal Yisrael. Pokoid Pokadati. I'm taking you out of here. We're going to Har Sinai. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. The Egyptians, who cares? Let them do whatever they want. Punishment, it's none of our business. That's Hashem's business. Parsha Sva'era is a whole new parsha. The thrust of Parsha Sva'era is all about these Egyptians are going to get what they deserve. The Achare, the Goya Sher Yavoidu, Don Anochi. The whole parsha can be, and Rashi really says this. Rashi, in the beginning of the parsha, Mamash says, quotes the pasuk. The whole parsha Sva'era is one thing. The Hagoy Asher Yavoidu Don Anochi. They're going to get what they deserve. Parsha Shemos, it's Klal Yisrael. We're going out of Mitzrayim. The Iker is Klal Yisrael. Whole different focus. They're both of these elements are in both parashios, but what is the Iker? What is the Tafel? The Parashah Shemos, you'll study the Parashah, the Iker is the Geula, and Parashah Sva'er, the Iker is punishment. Why is it necessary punishment? Because this is a very deep idea. There has to be punishment in this world. There has to be. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And more, and if you want to go deeper, and here's where I want to really add a little bit to Reuchon's why. The punishment element to the Ummah Sa'olam is what brings them to that point, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. The Klal Yisrael to be makir, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we do not need to be punished. There's going to be punishment. There is accountability. There's no doubt about that. Don't ignore that. But that's not the ikur in what will bring us to Shema Yisrael. The goyim will never ever come to Shema to V'hoya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz without V'agoy asher yavoidu don anochi. There's no way they'll ever reach it. They'll never come to Makor unless they get what they deserve. This is a mitzias. I told you. There's Klal Yisrael, there's punishment. Make no mistake about it. There's accountability. There is harsh punishment. But for Klal Yisrael to come to the lofty madrig of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, the ikur, the primary is the good. Is the good is to serve Hashem. Is to come close to Hashem through Torah, through Eretz Yisrael. There's accountability. Don't make any mistake. There's Yira, of course. By the Goyim, the only way they know to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to achieve what it says, V'hoyo Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, is only through they know front and center there's something called V'agoy asher ya'avoidu don anochi. Go to the parasha, you'll see it clear in the parasha. And Rashi Kamat says this. Okay, now what comes first in the two parashas, the order of the parashios? First comes Parashas Shemos, then it comes Parashas Vo'era. Pesach Seder. Do we have both of these elements of the Pesach Seder? Well, we emphasize it in a very strong way with, besides the Ten Makos, that's really also, that's so a little power, but Shvoich HaMoscha L'Goyim. There's no greater part of divine retribution. We say Kinois. We mamish recite Kinois Lel Seder. We say Shefoi Chamoscha El Hagoyim Asher Lo Yiduucha Vel Hamam Lochais V'chulu V'chulu. We say some really heavy duty stuff there. Okay, some people, some unfortunately, it's so heavy for them they don't even want to say it. They're so scared to say such harsh things. It's there for a reason, because that's Parashas Vo'era. The Haggadah begins with Parashas Shemos, and then there's Parashas Vo'era. They're both there. They have to both be there for many, many reasons. And this Mahalach I want is because there's Geula for the world also. There's something called V'hoya Hashem L'melech al kol ha'aretz. That's also part of the divine plan. Through Klal Yisrael, who's the Orla Amen, first comes Shemos, Klal Yisrael, and then comes the Umay Sa'olam. There's another day in the year that is a parallel to Pesach Seder. And that is Tisha B'Av. Atbash, the same night, the same day which is the Lel Seder, is the day of Tisha B'Av. There's a parallel. B'tseisi mi'mitzrayim, b'tseisi mi'rushalayim. Question. In the kinois we recite on Tisha B'Av, do we focus on our yearning for Geula? We certainly do. Do we focus on divine retribution to the goyim who have tortured us? We certainly do. What's the order? The order is the reverse. The first section of Kinois, Shavas, Sudu Mimeni, I've got all the words of the Kinois, almost every single Kina makes mention, you're going to get what you deserve. The first section of Kinois, over and over, make mention how they tortured us. And at the end we say, don't worry, your day is coming. You'll also have your day of retribution. And then, you wake up, middle of Kinas Meir, I was yeshiva, I couldn't wait until I heard the Baal Tzil say, Tzioin! The whole section of Tzioins, the last section of I think how many are there? There are nine. There are nine Tzioins. There are nine Tzioins. At the end of the Kinas, the last, there are 45 Kinas, the last nine all begin with the word Tzioin. All of those make no mention of divine retribution to our enemies who have tortured us in our long galus. It only discusses our longing to return to Tzion, to Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? It's reversed. Here in the Torah, first comes Shemais, then comes Vo'era. Lel Seder, first we focus on all the good things, and then at the end, we say Shvei Chamoscha. What's going on? The answer is, this is a Seder. The Seder is the first must be a Klal Yisrael. After there is a Klal Yisrael that's an Orla Amim, then we can go into the next step of V'hoyu Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. Pesach Seder, we go through the steps. It's the formation. We relive the experience of becoming Klal Yisrael. And then at the end, there has to be a Shvei Chamascha, so the Goyim also will come to be Makiv Hoyu Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we've been around a long time, and we're not going nowhere. V'netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We got problems, Rabbi Yitzchak. We got serious, serious problems. If we're in Golis for almost 2,000 years, we got serious problems. But we're still Klal Yisrael. It's not a question to reinvent ourselves, to recreate ourselves, to become a new nation. We are what we are. V'netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. We got problems. We have to mourn over the Korban. But you know something? The world has even bigger problems. They have even bigger problems, the world. They're really lost. We're lost in Golis. But the world, they're goners. On Tisha B'Av, we reverse the order. The order is first, we reflect upon our suffering. At the same time, we say, Hashem, give them what they deserve. Because we're already here. We're already Klal Yisrael. V'netzach Yisrael. V'hoyu Hashem l'melech al kol haaretz. Then second thing we do is, and let's also elevate ourselves also. We also have to, when Mashiach, when there'll be V'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'kol ha'aretz, we will reach even a greater, greater Madrega of Kedusha. I'm just trying to point out, building upon the Yisoid of Rabbi Zweig, there's a Shemos and a Vo'era. Shemos is our Geula. Vo'era is, in disguise, the Geula of the world. And unfortunately, they're so meshuga and wicked, the only way they can understand V'hoi Hashem l'melech, you can't ignore the fact V'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'kol haaretz. It says over and over in the beginning of the Parah. In order that Paro should know Ki ani Hashem, Hashem spared the life of Paro. When the whole Yitzias Mishayim was over, Chazal make it very clear, Paro survived. And what did he do the rest of his life? He went promoting Yadus. He went around the whole world telling the world what happened. To bring V'hoi Hashem l'melech ha'kol haaretz. How does that happen? It only happens through fire and brimstone, through Shefei Chamascha. The Seder, we need to be Klal. So first the Shemos, then it's Va'era. Pesach Seder, the same sequence. It's Shemos, Shefei Chamascha. But Leil Tisha B'Av, you cannot ignore the fact that in the Kinois, it's mamish reversed. The first chunk of Kinois, we talk about the blood on Hashem's robe. Hashem, don't forget the blood on your robe. That's one of the last kinas we say before we begin the tziyons. It's all about divine Hashem. Look at how we suffer. Look who's responsible. And then we go into us alone. Because we're already here. Tisha B'Av, we already exist. We don't need to be reinvent ourselves. We need to be redeemed. And they need to be punished. They need to come to a madrega of a hoyashem nechol aretz, and by doing so, Mimela, we will be elevated to a new lofty madrega of Yimos HaMashiach to be the Arla Amin. There's a reason why it's reversed. Okay, I think enough said. Have a wonderful Shabbos.